Welcome to Heck Yes. That's some good. That's some good tuners you could start off on for the first episode.
Hey.
I am your host, founder, whatever, of Heck Yes. I'm Corey, and my first guest of the very first Heck Yes episode,
all the way from the valley.
That's right.
Coming all the way up to 134.
Mr. Jared Cote, right?
Yes. Thanks. I'm glad
it's
you didn't
Cote?
Mess it up. No. Actually, my boss at work calls me Cote, and I don't ever correct him. I just let him do it.
Ah, heck yes.
I can't believe you, on
episode 100.
On our 100th show, you would play an episode that doesn't have me in it.
Of course I would.
This
play
was
it.
BC.
This was? Before Chris?
Before yes. The show was good, yeah.
Oh, jeez Louise, be nice.
Well, it was only one show. Then I was on the second show.
Were you on the second show?
Yeah, I was the second show.
I don't know about that.
I do know about that.
100 episodes later, and here we are.
It's only taken us... How many years have we been doing this? We've skipped a couple weeks here and there.
How long have we been doing it? That's a good question there, Johnny.
Byron?
Yes?
How long have we been doing this? You're sitting in as a producer. You're associate producer.
Your associate producer, Byron, is joining us via Skype from... the Zog household in beautiful Azusa, California.
I don't know. When was that date, the day that file recorded?
I am looking for that right now.
So basically you're failing us right away.
Sure do wish we had our old producer.
Ought nine.
Yeah. It was saved off June 6th.
Ought nine.
I'm sorry, June 2nd, 2009.
That's when we used to say oughts, remember? Holy shit, that was a long time ago.
Wow.
Dude, it's 2012.
So like that's like
3 years.
That's almost to the day.
That's creepy.
If you hadn't been busy with the Kings, we would have been on time.
Well,
yeah.
When they're rolling, they're rolling.
They were.
Except last night.
Yeah. Except the night when you actually got to go to the game. So
yeah.
But anyway,
I went to game three also. So
yeah, you did get to win that one. So we will get to that and other things as we rock on through episode 100. Thank you all for still being with us after all these episodes.
All seven of you left.
Yeah, all seven of you. The tens.
The tens.
Fives? What are we doing? The fives?
The sixes, I think,
have
today.
We dropped down?
Yeah, we lost a couple.
What you should have done for the 100th is to have everyone that listens actually on the show.
That wouldn't take long.
I think we'll get to that in a second.
I don't even think Maria listens anymore. My friend Casey still listens. He's like, I'm a show behind. I'm like, you're only a show behind? Awesome.
No, he was late to the show.
He started around like 23, though. I mean, we've done 75 episodes since then.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, really? That long?
Do you know what he says to me every time, though? He's going to say it about this episode, that your mic is too damn low.
I know. It seems low, but I'm telling you, Casey, I'm like right on top of the mic. I don't know why. But Chris is like, you're right there.
I'm good.
Listening live, it sounds fine. But sometimes
they're pretty
low. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. How about I clink up that? Maybe that'll help?
That helps both of us, though.
Yeah. See, I don't know.
Whatever.
We're at the same
level. Don't mess with it now.
I'm not messing with it. Let's do this.
Ooh.
Starting off the show tonight, we got Kings and Champions calling in. Gary, welcome to the show, buddy.
It's not just me. I also have the other gentleman with me as well.
Sorry, the Skype call was from Kings and Champions.
We got a full boat tonight.
It is a full boat. Welcome, Kings and Champions. We just kicked off the show. We're only 4 minutes in.
Well,
that's not my fault.
Yeah, that's
what are you black?
Your part. We went with
whoa,
the timing.
Hey,
there's no racism here. There's a little racism,
a little bit.
Right. Well, that's fine. Well, that's our gimmick, but you can have it. So what? Congratulations on your big century mark, boys.
Oh, thank you. We were just congratulating ourselves.
Did you just put Byron on hold?
No, it did it on automatic. We have we have audience in the crowd.
Fuck you, Byron. Someone else is on. Oh, sorry, Byron. I said, fuck.
So what do you guys have planned for your big night?
Well, we were going to talk about...
Corey does not have pants on again.
That can
only lead to good places, I think. Other than that, well, I don't remember. We're going to bring back some old bits that we haven't done in a while.
Yes.
Yeah, Corey?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
What just happened?
The Kings and Champions will be celebrating their 150th show.
This coming
well, it's not, I think it's our episode 149, but it's our third anniversary. Yeah. That's the big thing.
3 years.
And we'll be having our first annual meat disc cook-off.
Yes.
Sounds wonderful.
Are you guys counting, because we're counting all 100 episodes, the ones that have been removed and the ones that have been lost. Are you counting ones that have been removed and lost?
I don't think they've lost or removed any.
Yes, they have.
They have?
Yeah, we've lost and removed episodes.
Really?
I think just one.
What one? Yeah.
There was the engagement party episode.
The engagement party episode.
Was never played.
I forgot about that.
Episode 150. I mean,
we lost one. That
holy shit, Joel's on here.
Hey, well,
all of them.
It's a real family.
The whole crew. This
is
amazing.
We're the kings and champions. It's not. It's not a half podcast day. It's a full day for us.
Right. Or have a revolving door of co-hosts like you've had for the last few years.
That's what Chris was just bringing up before you guys called.
Really? Remember the solo days of Heck Yes?
Those days fucking sucked.
It was brutal. Brutal.
How many episodes? I'll still put the Corey solo show as one of my favorite Heck Yes.
The one, yeah, I remember that. It was like episode 6, I think.
Yeah. Damn Arby's and their ketchup. That's all I remember.
Well, how many episodes did you do by yourself, Corey?
That was it. I've threatened to do a few others, but it never happened. I just. Oh,
that's right.
Out.
You just did the one by yourself, and then you had a revolving guest before you settled.
For 2 years. Yeah. Are you going to step on a co-host? Or?
Fuck you.
Fair enough.
Do you remember this?
I don't speak Italian. I'm sorry.
There was the one show that my brother and I took over.
Mm. Yes. I believe
we broke into
town.
We broke into your apartment.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was pretty cool.
I appreciate that.
He wanted to do it again. I was like, I think that gimmick works, once. I know,
I'm not the only one here, but I'm pretty sure that Tim and Joel both had to run that through the Google Translator in order to understand that episode.
God damn, he talks fast.
Oh. Yes. And horrible stories, Freddy.
Does he I was talking about Ryan.
Oh, that's right. Little Bear did it. Yes. Oh, nice. We lost him. No, we lost Byron.
Well, like, did we make Byron go on hold or something? Was he on Skype?
Yes, he was.
Oh,
buy one, get one free.
Hey, yo. No, my brother, Freddie does have the worst stories, pretty much. He's like, so we're at the Playboy Mansion, and I'm talking to this guy.
and we're talking about steak and corn dogs. Can you believe it?
He's the one with the Facebook profile picture of him with the two ladies, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Though I'm pretty sure.
The complete opposite of who he really
not
is.
Not a fan of those two.
No. They were too fat.
Too blonde, really, for my taste. Too blonde and tan. She has that one pinky nail that's a little too long for me.
Yes.
He is like Shallow Hal.
Yeah, he totally is.
It's a Coke nail. It's acceptable.
Yeah, exactly. How else are you going to get that fucking blow up your schnoz?
Yeah,
what else are you going to do with the mansion? Just, you know, blow and...
And then talk to... What was it? The big deal was that Dennis Quaid was there, dressed as George Michael. I'm sorry, George Michael. Chris that. Brett Michael.
I don't think George Michael was on the premises.
Chris. I feel like so privileged to have witnessed a Chris person.
I was thinking, none of you fuckers have an internet meme, okay? Chrising it is catching on. It's catching on in a big way.
So is AIDS. Doesn't make it okay.
You guys will be proud that I did use racial today at work at the Toledo's.
That's
somebody said they're all black, or somebody said they all look alike. It was like, they're all black. And I was like, whoa, hey, racial. And they kind of like paused, and I was like, never mind. And yeah, they didn't really catch on to what
and
I said.
They don't listen to Kings and Champions?
I guess. No, that hasn't come
one
out.
One of the few.
Nobody's perfect.
Yes. So are you guys overall at stately Williamson Manor, or what's going on here?
All right, Kings and Champions Studios. Took a little time off the evening shift, these two intrepid gentlemen did.
Had to get together.
To give you a live in-person congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, this is fantastic.
Yeah, we promised you a audio recording, and you called me this morning and said, hey, where's that recording? So, in true Kings and Champions fashion, we again failed to come to anything we've committed to. So, yeah.
This is pretty big.
Yeah, this is kind of big. Live. Isn't this better than a recording? I mean, I would think so.
I would think so.
This is wonderful, actually. Yes.
So, do you have any questions for us? Anything you want to say to us?
I do.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question.
Kingschampions@gmail.com. Go ahead.
Promo code heck yes.
Promo code heck yes. Yeah. Actually getting revenue.
Agreed to three.
This is about your bachelor party.
No, it's about Van Halen. No. Okay. Corey brought up a question earlier.
Tattoo is the worst song ever.
And he said that the perception of me is that I am a rich motherfucker.
Ah, yes. I was telling him that the Utah crew feels that Chris is
the
beyond
VIP pictures
well.
From the skybox at the King's
Whoa, game. Listen.
That was almost an unfriend.
You were rubbing... You were rubbing elbows with the great one, Wayne.
Not just
Wayne Brady.
Eric Karros, thank you very much.
Oh, Gary would have come and rubbed you.
Did I post that?
No.
I didn't post that. Maria didn't post it. We were talking.
I feel even sick. Know that he. Oh, he's just name dropping at this point.
No, I was talking. I met
Eric Karros. It's not even worthy of his Facebook wall. So it's like
I met Eric Karros last night, and he was sitting at our table at the San Manuel. I guess this doesn't sound very good.
No, it doesn't sound
San
like
San Manuel Club and Staples. And Eric Karros was in our table. And I'm like, do you guys know who that is? And my brother first noticed it. And I'm like, that's Eric Karros. And they're like, who? I'm like, Eric Karros, first baseman of the Dodgers, Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year, yeah.
And so these people I'm with will have no shame. And they go up to him and they're like, I didn't notice. I didn't recognize you. And he goes, well, I don't wear my jersey around everywhere.
Nice.
And his wife is talking to me and he's like, these people are such idiots. I'm like, yeah, I love your husband.
He always seemed like a super cool dude, too.
He is the nicest guy in the world. Him and his four boys were there. And I
Freddie must have been excited.
Yeah, he was. My brother was like, I'm really happy to meet you. He's like, what's your name? Fred? Fred what? He was totally the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, respect the EK.
And sure. And so I said to his wife goes, he's never been to a Stanley Cup final game. And I go, well, we've only had one in 20 years, so... yeah, and then Kelly Rudy, who you guys probably don't know, he's another guy. There's a shit ton of people at these games. Pretty, I saw Channing Tatum. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, you weren't kidding about that. Wow.
No, I was serious about Channing Tatum was there.
So in summation, you're a high roller?
Yeah, clearly. You're hobnobbing with greatness.
Can you call Eric Karros? I mean...
Don't be fooled. Chris got the hookup.
I did get the hookup. I don't do that.
Yeah.
That's normally a Friday night thing. Certainly not a Tuesday night thing.
Yes.
No, actually, I didn't tell you this.
And he had King tickets, and then the subsequent night, I think he was at a Dodger game.
Yeah, it was.
He just doesn't work.
Yeah.
He just goes to sporting events.
Chris is hobnobbing with Eric Karros and Wayne Corbett. Or who?
What?
Wayne Corbett from the Jets?
Channing
Tatum. Who else?
And who else? Rudy Huxtable. You said somebody.
Kelly
else.
Rudy.
Rudy Huxtable was there.
Rudy, DL Hughley.
Rudy from Notre Dame was awesome.
All the kings of the comedy, really.
And I was sitting in traffic, angry. So
did you have a Ouija board? Were you hanging out with Bernie Mac?
Yes.
Alyssa Milano. I saw her.
Did you really?
Oh yeah, she's a huge Kings fan.
How was that?
Oh, she is good, my friend.
Oh,
she's still. I mean,
she's held
probably,
up well.
She's probably had some work done, but she,
no, oh. I don't. She is an angel,
dude. Grew up on her.
Like the sports figures.
Yeah, hasn't she had sex with like at least half the starting pitchers in Major League
and
Baseball
and half the NHL?
Yeah, she was. Yeah,
she battles with that Frenchie or the French Canadian or whatever she is from 24, Elisa Cuthbert.
Cuthbert, show some respect. Oh,
she's
former Miss Heck Yes contestant.
She was not there actually, unfortunately. Will Ferrell was there. That was pretty cool.
You saw him?
Edit.
I did see him. Yeah,
Jesus, this guy.
You're not shattering this perception that
but
you're
wait.
The captain of industry.
And this
here.
Is going to make it even worse. I just found out we got season tickets for that last night.
All right.
That whole San Manuel thing.
Yeah.
That club, we just got season tickets for it.
You did?
Yeah.
How did you do this?
We're going in with the guy who has the hookup.
Jesus.
We haven't had to counter his argument at all.
Yeah.
But listen.
You are hanging yourself.
Have you seen DuckTales? Do you guys remember DuckTales?
Yeah.
Yes, you're diving into
yeah,
the
you're
pile
swimming
of money.
In money.
Tim can sing the song to DuckTales right now.
I have a vault with
DuckTales. Oh, woo.
I have a vault with coins in it. But they're
no doubt.
No, I watch Game of Thrones and you don't have anything in it.
They're pennies, okay?
Okay.
Spoiler alert, Corey. Come on.
Jeez, whoa, hey.
Who are you, Joel?
But seriously, you guys think I'm filthy rich?
Well, it certainly seems that way. Yeah. I mean,
you've made it clear.
Drinking Merlot at a Stanley Cup Finals game.
Yeah. And I didn't even know. I've always said Merlot just because I don't roll in that crowd. So
Merlot. I say Merlot.
Merlot.
It's pretty amazing because, so at this, it's a restaurant, a club within Staples. And this is the first time, usually if we're doing something like that, we're in the actual skybox. But this time you're in a club, which is essentially another part of the skybox. And the food they had there. Prime rib with like mustard and like shrimp scampi.
Whoa, whoa!
It's a buffet.
Whoa!
It's all you can eat.
Why didn't you throw an invite to your pal Corey?
I did, but he didn't. Well,
whoa, no, there was no invite.
I asked you in the beginning. Did you want to hear the magic?
I had to reach out to Chris.
Nobody says no to that. Even if you don't even know what hockey is, nobody says no to a fucking skybox in a championship series.
Plus, from past guest episodes, we know how Chris feels about his fiance's type people.
Oh. What? Oh.
He's made it very clear he doesn't like the people who sell oranges and sell bananas and try to clean windows.
And pronounce the word desayuno.
Desayuno.
Well, I didn't want Corey to drag my look down, right?
Right.
No, no, because I asked you in the beginning if you were interested, and I was like, it might be 500. And you were like, nope.
Yeah, yeah, of course nope.
I didn't know it was.
You didn't include me on the 160.
That's a lot of money to some people.
So Chris reached into his couch.
No, I didn't know it was going to be 160 until like a day before. And then I was like, all right, hook it up.
And you still you failed to call your buddy over here.
No, because I didn't have three was all that was available at that point. But then.
Yeah, and you took your wife? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I did.
Did not take your co-host.
You know what makes this worse for me, at least? It's I'm a huge Dodger fan. I mean, I've followed the Kings in the past. Huge Dodger fan. But then I just see your stupid face in all the Dodger games.
Dude, I have an extra ticket to Vin.
A line drive to knock that fucking thumb down.
Yes.
Oh, you know what you should do? You should come down for Father's Day.
Hell yeah.
The Father's Day game. The fathers get to go out on the field.
He's going to throw out the first pitch?
No.
The father field in a helicopter? Yeah.
They announced it today. Like the Father's Day game, or the special is that you get to go out on the field after the game and play catch with your kids.
Oh, that's cool.
You Gary.
That's like next week, though.
Yeah.
So? Probably 500.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris can fly you down. Chris has – he can afford it.
Listen,
it's my Chris jet.
My private jet is a little old, but I think it's up to the –
It's a Learjet.
It's a Learjet. I mean,
as fly as a G6 that I've seen.
It's not the Criminal Minds jet. No.
Yeah.
So I'm going to Vince Scully bobblehead night. So I have an extra ticket, Gary. Are you interested?
Of course I would be, but with my size, I'd need two.
That's true.
They'll kick him out.
Well, it's not in the all-you-can-eat section, so I don't know if that's.
They'll turn him away at the Dodger Dog booth.
No more, sir. It's the fourth inning.
I took Gary Dodger Dogs.
He really did, and they were delicious.
They are fantastic. Oh, my God. I went that game that I went to just like was last week, 2 weeks ago. The Dodger Dogs were so – sometimes they're iffy.
Did Gibson feed it to you?
What?
Did Kirk Gibson feed you a Dodger Dog?
I ate it out of Vin Scully's mouth.
I would French kiss Vin Scully.
Dude, Vin Scully is the man.
He truly is the best.
So you guys think I'm a rich, snobby bitch is basically
– No, you're not snobby.
You think you're a rich snobby bitch.
Yeah, you haven't done anything to disprove that.
Yeah,
well, I mean, because every day Corey's like, hey, Mr. Richie Rich, every fucking day.
Whoa. When you were like basically, okay, leading up to the Stanley Cup Finals here, this guy's, you know, iffy about even getting seats. And prices are going up and up and up and up and up. And he's like, I don't know. You know, he was like really iffy on it. Then but like, oh, I got game 3, 4, and 6 if it happens. I'm like, whoa, how did you go from, like, I don't know if I can go to one game to hook now up? You have all three games, and it's like, oh, the hookup for 160. Didn't I tell you? No.
I told you I could only get three tickets.
Yeah, failed to leave that one out.
It was a little more than 160. It was 180.
It's buy one, get two free.
I would dig into the savings and for that. Go to that game with you. But then I thought about, like, the possible riots.
There's not going to be any riots. Not for the Kings.
Come on.
Not with all the SWAT that they had. They had everything down there. Because I'm sitting in traffic going towards the Staples Center last night, and all that's flying around the Staples Center is police helicopters.
Yeah. It was everywhere.
It was bad.
But it's hockey, though.
Corey, it's been 20 years since the riot. You guys are due.
No.
But
they
really we are due.
Riot about, though.
It's been 20 years, this week or last, I guess it was a month ago. Yeah.
No, it was 10 years since the Laker riot, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's true.
The Laker riot was more recent.
God, the Lakers are the worst.
Well, you got to look at the cultures, though. Be honest here.
Yeah, it's way different than the Lake. That Laker crowd's a bunch of dumb fucks.
A little more controlled.
Right.
Yeah. Rachel. look here.
A little bit. Yeah. Joel, come on. Say something. Tell them how much you are excited to be here tonight. Tell them how much you love the show. Our show, not theirs.
Oh, I do love Kings and Champions. It's the best.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, 3 years.
Join us Sunday at 9 p.m.
How come you guys have only done 100 episodes?
What happened?
Didn't you start before Kings and Champions?
He just started a week before us.
Yeah, we took some time. We
took some time.
You know, life, technically, like 50 weeks.
Life happens.
Oh, yeah. It's true. Life happens to Turks and Caicos. And
it's true. And throwing money out of helicopters.
We should do a joint call to them on Sunday.
When I burn money in my backyard for fun.
Mm, to keep warm.
It's to keep warm. Not even to keep. I'm not even that cold.
Yeah, it's only, it's 80.
It's, you know, I'm only throwing hundies in there.
It's 80 in the house right now. It's 77.
Occupy Capriche Manor.
That's right.
Okay.
It doesn't help with the fact that you call my house Capriche. I mean, I guess you call everyone's house the manor, right? You just call.
Well, no, I don't call actually, your house. No, I call your parents' house that.
No, right. I call my house the shack.
Yeah.
Chris's parents' house is stately Capriccio Manor. Right. Your house now is just your house.
It's just my house.
You grew up in Nelson Manor with your shuttle Tiderian and your all your stuff.
G Dub was rolling in it too.
Oh, this is true. This
G Dub made 180 back then, which is a fuckload.
When we were back in Utah for Tim's wedding, I took Jessica by my old house, and she's like, "You live there?" I was like,
"Yeah,
yeah."
Oh, I want to. I'm interested.
You remember grabbing warm Pepsis out of the garage?
Yep.
You guys stole Pepsis out of the garage?
G-Dub's going to be pissed when he finds out.
You stole Playboys out of my mailbox.
I did not. I returned those Playboys to you.
It's technically stolen.
You still stole them.
We were just getting a sneak preview, Gary. We didn't have the internet.
I have a question.
Hmm.
Did you send them their gilded invitations to the bachelor party?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No.
Okay. Do not forget.
I will not forget.
The postal service can fuck it up sometimes.
All three of these guys are going to have, they're going to be bringing their A-train.
A game?
Yes.
Because my apologies to you guys. I don't know what happened there.
That happens.
Yeah.
We'll be taking some sort of train down because it's the cheapest form of transportation. Sure. But
we might be traveling by Conestoga wagon.
You guys should take a Greyhound just for the interviews.
We're going to pull an A-train.
That's true.
Wait, when is this going to happen, by the way? Because I'm going September 29th.
I'm sure you're staying in the top floor of the Palms, just renting the whole fucking floor.
Yeah, I have a hookup, so if you want to.
Of course you do. It's one of the Maloof brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
Eric Karras last night was like, "You suck good dick. I've got a room down in Vegas September 29th if you want to come on down."
It's the cousin of the Maloof brothers. God.
And Chris is like, sounds good. Oh,
Jesus.
I'd suck Eric Karras' dick for a suite at the Palms. All right.
Comp at the Orleans, Circus.
But no, just to make sure, it's tentatively planned for March, right?
Yes, March or April.
A strict saving plan in place.
Yeah,
up to March. So
and that includes robbing up to, but not limited to, at least 5 liquor stores.
Yes.
March. When's the wedding? I thought it was this year.
What?
Yeah, you said you want to try to get it done this year.
Yeah, no.
No. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
What March, that's like way far away.
I know.
Should have something to talk about.
What kind of friend is that?
Yeah.
He's been busy at his little hockey games.
Well, it's kind of consumed my life.
It has. Chris has had a pretty stressful month.
Yeah.
And you know what's creepy? Is that he's tagged in all these like kids' graduation photos, too.
Yeah, what happened there today?
That's my nephew.
Well, this is females.
Those are my nieces. Shut the fuck up. I'll kill you. Do not talk about my nieces.
Jeez, Gary, you just got threatened by a millionaire.
I'll like kill you?
He can destroy you.
Pretty much. Yeah, I just interesting. It's just, and your thumbs up and your creepy smile. We've had our fill of it. Come March 2013.
Listen, but here's the question. Are you going to bring your A games?
I don't have anything
we'll
but an A game.
Some sort of a game. I can't guarantee what it'll be.
Because Corey's a little worried.
Concerned about? The world's colliding?
No. Not everyone rocked their A games when we were at my bachelor party.
This is true.
Some people couldn't handle the A game.
Games. Well, what couldn't we handle?
Corey knows what we're capable of. I'm sure he's not that concerned.
Gary and I and Joel, to a lesser extent, are a hoot.
We are a hoot. And you know what? I'm down for whatever.
It's true.
All right.
Whoa, racial.
Male.
I suck a dick.
Eric Karras will be there.
Is Chris there? I'm in.
I would not mind a little ski school with Vin Scully and Eric Karras.
Hell yeah. Hey,
watch out for those moguls.
Unless Wes dies.
Downhill.
He's cheated death enough times. I think it's finally time that Wes dies.
Let's hope it happens before March.
Not that I want him to die, but I'm saying the party would be successful if Wes dies. I can see Wes falling off the stratosphere somehow.
Wouldn't it be ironic, don't you think?
Ew. Yeah, I really do think.
Only if he landed in a big tub of mac and cheese.
No, it would be Wes's luck, yeah, that he'd fall into, like, the Swedish bikini team or something like that. That would be Wes's luck.
And be like, how did break his neck.
Yeah, and he'd say some, like, wry comment, like, you hey, guys buddy. Look fake, or something, totally make fun of him, and they would love him for it.
No, actually, he would just quote The Simpsons.
No, it's not Freddy that would fall into him, Wes.
No, Freddy would be like, you guys are just disgusted.
Ew.
I gotta go.
Is that John Travolta?
Oh, yeah. See, he likes the fellas.
Everyone, did people really not know this?
Which part?
I always figured he did.
The John Travolta being...
Oh, I thought you were talking about Freddy.
I was totally talking about Freddy, too.
Oh, jeez.
Do people not know that?
I hope Freddy doesn't listen to this episode. Freddy, we like you.
He doesn't listen.
Okay, good.
Oh, well.
They don't play Heck Yes in bathhouses. So he's
podcast stuff. How dare you? How dare you? Insinuate that my brother goes to those.
Or that we're not played in them.
Yeah, we'll bring our A game. So what else do you have planned for this Eve? Who else is calling in?
Well, Byron Zog, he was in on it. I see Wes is online. I don't know if we can... He's probably asleep. He's a sleepy kid.
But he's a big fanboy of your show, so he'll do something, right?
Right. We might have to call him.
That's true. Like, I can just simulate the call for you.
Hey, buddies, what's going on? Congrats on the big 100.
This will really confuse. Let's add him to the conference. Let's see if he even answers.
Oh, there he is. Look at his stupid face on Skype.
Is it the West face?
Yeah, it's the dumb West face.
Oh, hey, guys. People tell me I look like Ryan Reynolds. I don't know.
Hey, buddy,
is
there
any branches need picked up?
Is anyone
snowboarding, popped collars.
He doesn't rock popped collars, does he?
His buddies do. He associates with collar poppers. We had this discussion on our last episode.
Yes.
Did they?
Yes.
I think I'm like 35 episodes behind.
He's not answering.
God, he's the worst.
Yeah, he's done. Fuck that guy. Sorry, Adam. Do you have to say that every time you swear?
Yeah,
it's a mandate.
Yeah.
Is he going to Skype in?
No, we couldn't get him.
He's busy.
Why not? Oh, he has
is
a
it,
bunch.
Is
That's
it home family, home evening or something?
It is, actually.
Can you say that?
Do you still call him Three Plates Butler or Tennessee?
Some Nash.
Or Nash, that's Nash. Right. Nash, good.
Elder Butler. All of the above.
He prefers to be called Producer now.
Producer Adam.
Nice. Done with this. I miss that guy. He's good people.
He is good.
Especially... What'd you say, Corey? Or Gary? Jesus. What'd you say?
Joel's being a douche. Why am I being a douche? I know. I'm deflecting.
I'm Misty.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, should we let them get back
to that? Yeah. Hey, congratulations. And listen to our show on Sunday at 9 p.m.
Hey,
Mountain Time.
Sweet. What? I'm glad that you got that plug-in.
Of course. I'm going to get a plug-in.
Come on.
What?
Mine has batteries. Never mind.
Hey, why don't you go to adamandeve.com, keyword heck yes.
Hey, if you guys want us to call in to your show, we can do that. Anyway.
Yeah, they would like that.
You're always welcome. We'd love to hear from you.
And we hopefully will be incredibly intoxicated, so it'll be real fun.
Nah, we're just drinking beers. We'll just be buzzed.
I don't think so.
You said just beers.
You can get beers and get drunk. What are you, a fag? Oh, sorry, Adam. Sorry, Adam.
And Freddy.
He doesn't drink beer. He drinks Zima.
Freddy filled up when I said
that. Oh, I can't have all that.
It's midnight over on Freddy's sundial there.
He's on Eastern time.
No, he got an erection.
Thanks for clarifying that, Chris.
What?
Hey, it's listener Byron there.
Okay, hey, we're going to let you go. Talk to Byron.
All right, thanks, Kings and Champions.
Thanks, Kings.
You guys are awesome.
Also accept your highnesses.
Yeah, your highness is fine. We'll talk to you guys later.
The group there. We'll call them over on Sunday.
All right, on Sunday. Hopefully, I'll be in a good mood. We'll see. Depends on how Saturday goes.
It could be.
Byron, you're with us?
Byron?
I am.
I am here.
Thanks.
I don't know.
Use your sexy voice.
I'm going to do something here, Brian. Hold on.
You just hung up on it.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So that one finished. Okay.
Weird, this is dynamite shit.
Let's call.
We should have gotten Jared for show.
Which one?
Cody.
Yeah.
You there?
Yes.
I won't talk to him in a while.
Is he not supplying you with weed anymore?
he's
fucking
plum out.
Lawless.
He's plum out. Where were we? Byron, that was odd. It cut you off there.
They just kind of took over the show for a while.
Yeah, Kings and Champions.
What were we even talking about?
That's the thing. I don't know. I think we were talking about ourselves. And oh shit, Let's see. So it was good 100 episodes. We'll probably go real, a little long tonight.
Probably.
Only 30 minutes in. And we'll review some highlights of the past 100.
Sweet.
Sweet. Sound good?
Is that your topic that you highlighted? Please tell me it is.
Oh, it is.
Okay, because I'm looking at that not knowing what the hell it is. Okay. And just so for you out there that can't read the spreadsheet, it says the sighting. That is our topic. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Should we get to that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Who'd you cite?
This was on
Eric Carroll's
Mother's Day.
No, Eric Harris.
Way better than Eric Harris. You had quite the field trip there at the Staples.
It was pretty amazing.
So you really got season tickets in the San Manuel booth.
Yeah.
What's the setup?
It's the fucking cushiest. Sorry, Byron. It is the. It's awesome. So have you? It's that section.
I saw pictures.
Okay, but so you know when you walk the Staples Center, there's that those tables in the at the on the main drag where the Gretzky statue is.
Yeah.
Okay, that up above, that looks down on Chick Hearn Court.
Yeah,
that's what it is. It's the inside and the outside of that.
And you get to hang out in there and watch the games.
Mm-hmm.
How much is that, Richie Rich? Is it a lot?
I don't know. I just got a price for the total, for the tickets and that.
Back a little bit.
Not that much.
You gonna take your friend Corey?
We're getting four seats, so we have an available one seat for every game.
Four seats.
Yeah, Maria, me, Freddie.
How's that going to be? You excited for this?
I'm psyched. Yeah, it's going to be cool. It's only we're only getting a couple, like 11 of the games.
Doesn't sound like a season ticket to me.
Well, we're splitting. Four people are splitting the season.
Oh, you went in on it with these.
Right.
Okay. All right.
No, I'm not that rich.
Yeah, I was like.
The total price tag on that? I saw the invoice. So I was like, ha! No.
Yeah. Even Richie Rich has his limits. Anyway, all right. So back, we'll reverse back here to Mother's Day.
This couple was a long time ago.
About a month ago. Mother's Day. Jessica and I had to take a trip to visit the Bakers in the hospital over here. And their kid was in the hospital, feeling good now. Whatever. So, see, you upset the
I
dog.
Touched the table. I have to tiptoe around this little dog.
Yeah, well, he hates.
Okay? Well, you better get used to me. I'm here to stay, buddy.
Yes.
I'm here.
We had to go to the hospital, and we were going to go visit them because their kid was in the hospital, and we were like, well.
Their kid was in the hospital.
It's fine.
Okay.
it's like, well, let's take a little doll or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
A stuffed animal. Let's take a stuffed animal over to it. And it was at Huntington. Huntington is over here. Jessica's like
over here.
Yeah, you know. Jessica's like, let's go to Target. And I'm thinking, this is late in the afternoon. I think the Kings might have lost that game. Or no, we were missing the Kings game.
Dumbass.
They actually won that game. I was like, I don't really. I'm like, why don't we just go to the hospital store?
Because you wanted a card shop. Or flowers or something?
No, for the stuffed animal. Let's go to the gift shop there. And she's like, that's going to cost so much. Let's just go over to Target, which is on the other side of Pasadena.
The one over on Colorado?
The two-story one. It was, I'm telling you, I was just not wanting to go. I was like, no, I'm like, fine, we'll go over there. Drive over. Go right over. We go, and it's the two-level. When we go upstairs to the baby section.
Mm-hmm.
And we're walking down one of the aisles looking for the stuffed animals. And I look down one aisle, and we look, and we're like, no, not that one. But then I kind of did a double take, and I was like, for some reason, I look back, and this is the celebrity Target. Dr. Drew has been seen there. John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly has been seen everywhere around here.
Yeah, he has. I believe you've seen someone at
Matthew Lillard, was he there?
Maybe.
I did see someone there. I can't remember who it was.
So I do a double take. Mother's Day. I do a double take, and I was like...
It was Mother Teresa. Come back from the dead.
She was floating. It was the librarian from Ghostbusters.
Great movie.
Yeah. I do a double take, and I kind of like... Jessica like had gone down the aisle and was like, this isn't the right one. There's nothing down here. These are like little like newborn like jiggle toys. And I was like, what? And as Jessica comes out of the aisle, walks around. I like stop and I'm like, what? And I realized who I had seen.
Vinny Cipicellis. Heather Locklear.
Trent Reznor. And his wife.
Yeah, I totally believe that. It was some grungy dude. Did you get a picture?
No, play it. Where do we live? I don't take pictures.
Where do we live? I got a picture of Eric Karros and Wayne Gretzky.
That's because you were in the booth taking pictures of him.
They didn't know the first time, and then they caught me. And I'm like,
yeah, that was a great shot of Gretzky's neck, by the way.
Oh, I couldn't. I was too close to him at that point.
That was pretty good. Actually, I had a boner. He felt that.
I'm sure he was like, whammy. Anyway.
He's like, whoa, who let the little hockey stick out?
Trent Reznor doesn't live around here.
I don't know what he was doing here, but he was there. Yeska's in the other room We can have her come out.
Did you check his Twitter?
I did.
Was he like in Pasadena, LOL, teehee, buying diapers?
Yeah. They were looking for toys. And then...
Where does Trent Reznor live?
Hollywood. Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay.
No, Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck is he doing here?
Last I heard, maybe he came over here for the school system.
The school system. Maybe his mom. Mama Reznor.
Mama Reznor.
You know what? That's funny, though. If he did, like... If his mom does live here, I'm like... Somehow he grew up in Pasadena and I didn't know about it. Mm-hmm. I probably crossed paths with. We probably went to the same school or something.
A player, he's from Ohio.
Okay. Dude, I'm just saying, in a fucking different world.
No. I'm sorry.
It would be fucking awesome.
He is from Pennsylvania. I am sorry, Gary. He's from
God.
Gary and John, please don't kill me.
Just saying, I know everyone in Pasadena. That's all I'm saying.
So, yes, it was Trent Reznor. And we walk around the aisle and Jessica's like, yes, you can text Gary. I'm like, that's right.
Why didn't you text me?
What do you care? Save it for the show.
What do you mean? What do I care?
If I saw
Lars Ulrich, I would have texted you right away.
You would have texted your brother first.
He would have been with me probably.
At Target.
Probably.
Why would you don't hang out with Freddie?
No, I don't. I don't know.
You don't shop with Freddie.
No, I don't go to Abercrombie.
Neither does he. So
he does.
So we walk around the aisle, whatever, and we found what we want. You know, and I'm kind of just like, talk about erection. sorry, Brian. So we go to the aisle, you know, the checkout.
Is a music boner bigger than a sports boner?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, I like sports, but so I have another sighting for you. You would have liked this. We'll get to this in a second. This happened yesterday. We're standing there, and here comes Trent and his wife through the checkout aisle. And they didn't end up buying anything, but he had to use the restroom.
Did you go give him a TJ?
Almost.
Did you give him a little?
Yes, because she's like, you're not gonna follow him into the bathroom, right? I'm like, no.
She's like, he's on the crapper, and a phone comes underneath.
Closer is awesome. Can I get an autograph?
Yeah.
Peeing in this cup.
Yes.
So yeah, that was it.
Did you? Were
and
you
then
like,
we
sir?
To walk out together.
Nine Inch Nails are on aisle 7.
This isn't a hardware store, okay? Osh is down the street. I don't like their customer service. Maybe you should try Home Depot in Alhambra.
I need
you
some.
Don't
kind
believe
of a,
me?
Not really. Cause there's a lot of Trent Reznor lookalikes.
No, this was him.
He's just generic looking.
No. He was in full rock star mode. Hair was still the same.
You didn't go up and... See, that's the problem I have with these people. It's really hard for me to go up and interrupt them because, like, yeah, Eric Karros was eating dinner. What am I going to do? Like, hey, put that down. I mean, I just don't want to interrupt him. Wayne Gretzky was having a reunion with the Kings trainer that he hadn't seen in years, and they were talking about something serious. Like, they were talking about something real. Like, someone had cancer. Because I overheard them because I was like, my penis was touching him, basically. And
because you were like, who's got cancer? Save it for the show, Wayne. Save it for the show. Okay?
Anyway, I have a hard time interrupting celebrities when I see them and being like, hey, you know.
I have a very hard time. I think I've done it like once.
Maria was mad at me for not. We tried to get a picture with Eric Karros. Someone else did, but I don't know. I just don't want to be. I was talking to his wife, and his wife was kind of annoyed. She was talking to me like we were buddy-buddy, but everyone else, she was like, it was funny. She was almost like, God, I can't believe people don't know him. I'm like, yeah, What the fuck? He retired like 10 years ago. I know. What are you talking about?
I don't even think he retired a Dodger.
He wasn't. He didn't, and he wasn't. He was good. He was
kind of trailed off there in his later years.
Definitely.
He's lucky to be working over at Fox Sports, huh?
Yep.
Doing the after show. He doesn't even get like the pregame.
No, that's
he only gets the after
show. That's a primo sighting if it is indeed real, which I don't actually believe, but good.
It is. Why would I make up Reznor?
Because I wouldn't make it up, but I would be like, that's totally James Hetfield when it wasn't James Hetfield. Because I thought in my head it was.
It totally was.
Was he humming?
Claire, I know.
Was he humming like, bum, 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 bum?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I believe you. How did you not shit your pants on the spot?
I did.
I'd be like, James Hetfield!
That's why I had to go. I wanted to go to the bathroom too, but he went before me.
Why didn't you?
Because I didn't want to look weird.
Be like, so you're circumcised, eh?
Boy, this water's cold, huh? Huh? Huh?
Want to cross swords?
Let's play shoot the bubbles, eh? TR?
Huh? Are you going to do a...
MTR?
Are you going to do a gothic cover of Splish Splash, I was taking a bath?
Let's record it now. The acoustics are great in here.
You want to listen to my demo tape?
I brought a toy mic.
It's called Machine Fetish. Have a listen, and you bust it out. You play it right there on your phone. No, the stall walls really kind of hush the, really kind of screw up the mid tones. But it's trust me, it's good stuff.
It's a droid. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, you get it.
You know what I'm saying. You got a better ear for this than I do. You know,
Byron, who would you be starstruck by?
If anyone I knew that was a celebrity, I don't know, give him a cheesy grin, but that's about it.
But, like,
you're always walking around with the cheesy grin, though, so.
But, obviously, Corey is way into Trent Reznor. If there was someone, who would that be for you that you would just be like, oh, my God?
I'm not into celebrities, I guess.
The maker of Minecraft?
I
would shake his hand.
You'd shake his hand? Good.
I've wondered if I ran into a celebrity. I think I'd actually say their full name out loud. So, like, if I ran to Tommy Lee Jones, I'd say, hey, Tommy Lee Jones. And then I'd realize that would sound kind of silly on a personal.
He'd look at you and go, it's just Tom. Tom's trying.
It's just Tom. Have you ever had a celebrity sighting?
Two.
Who?
There's this girl from Swing Boat. Kevin Costner's kid. Not his kid, but his character's kid. Something Carol.
Okay.
And a news guy from Utah, a weather guy, at Lagoon. He winked at me.
Whoa.
Did you go in the bathroom?
No. He,
did you have your shirt off again, Byron?
What?
Did you have your shirt off again?
Yeah.
It was hot that day.
I kept looking at him because he looked familiar, and I couldn't quite place him.
And you licked your lips.
And then he winks at me. I'm like, oh, it's the weather guy.
Was the wink that – is that what – is that his thing?
I just think that him realizing I was looking at him and him winking back, I think it was acknowledgement, yeah, I'm a celebrity. I don't know.
Local weather guy.
That was his sign of saying, it's 85 degrees in my pants. Byron didn't get that either.
There's always high pressure.
It was on Speedway.
I'm going to give you a storm front.
You know, I see the Channel 4 people all the time. Like, once a month I see Chuck Henry and all those people.
I bet you do at your Sam Manuel.
No. At the steakhouse, Smitty's or Arroyo Chop House, they're always there. And Maria's...
The Kings and Champions are correct. You are filthy rich if you're always going to Smitty's
once
and the Arroyo
a month!
Chop House. Really?
It's for birthdays and anniversaries and when I want steak. No, not once a month. I don't see them there once a month.
Places are...
No, I don't see them there. I see them around town, and sometimes it's there. Like, the two or three times I've been there, they've always been there. And then, like, Maria flew Chuck Henry's plane. I know that sounds really snobby, but it was on loan.
Yeah, you rented it. You lease it to...
Right. Well, yes. Sort of.
GW did the same thing.
Yeah, so it's not like she was like, Chuck, let me borrow your plane.
No, I know the business, but.
No, you do, but not other people do. They think I just fucking borrow celebrities' planes. Why would I do that when I've got my own?
Exactly.
Yeah.
A model plane. Who would you be starstruck by?
Well, any obviously, I was starstruck by Wayne Gretzky, and I. Well,
yeah, that's true.
I tried to, I tried like hell. He was walking by, and I just, I didn't have a fucking pen. And I was like, what the fuck do I do? And I
what do you say?
I mean, I was like I kind of waved at him, and then Pete Demers, this guy, this other guy, stopped him, and then I was like, it was right where I was. I didn't walk up to him, and then some guy walks up with a marker. And he starts signing jerseys, and I turned my ass out to Wayne Gretzky.
You're signing.
I like it. And he didn't do it. I'm like, fuck. So last night.
Oh, you were hoping that like he was just kind of like accidentally sign your
I'm
bag.
Hoping it was like I'm in autograph mode, and he would just keep going.
Oh, what is this? And you're like, hey, motherfucker. Sorry, Byron. Hey.
So
I don't care who you are.
Yesterday at lunch, I go and I get permanent markers, and so Kelly Rudy walks by. I'm like, Kelly, can I get an autograph? He's like, sure. So I'm like, no, I'm not fucking losing out twice. Of course, I would have rather had Wayne's, but because like a bunch of other my friends got.
Did you see Messier?
I didn't see Messier. I knew he was. I heard he was there, but
they were sitting together like down ice level. That's why you're like, oh, I saw Gretzky. I'm like, he was
because Gretzky came up to the club to do because the CBC was broadcasting from there.
Yeah.
Kelly Rudy does the CBC broadcast, okay. So. Kelly Rudy and Wayne Gretzky did that together. Boner and City. Jeez. Awesomeness. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
So another one you would have liked yesterday.
Hmm.
We're sitting there at lunch outside at the Toledo's.
NBD, Long Beach, yeah. Softball.
Yeah, we're sitting there. And I had my back to where the talent usually, we're like walking out of the studio. There's like the main entrance to go into the studio. I hear this crew coming out, just like group or whatever, and I hear this guy's like, oh, you gotta see the movie, you know. He had like this kind of an act, like a tone in his voice you recognize, and I'm like, I know that. And like, but I was more like, what movie are they talking about, you know, because I had my back to him. I didn't see who was walking by, and I noticed like this whole like entourage walking by me, and I was like, what the heck. And I kind of look
Aquaman.
Up huh
Aquaman.
Yeah, he was like no, it was not Adrian Grenier. I was like, and I kind of like,
I was like, Byron, mark that for promo, Byron.
I kind of put my hand up because I was sitting at this table with like listener Noah,
mm-hmm.
and maybe future guest Nick,
mm-hmm.
And we're sitting there. Nick could see them coming at us, and Noah was outside. He didn't even recognize anything. And I kind of like put my hand up. I was like, is that? And one of the guys at the tail of the entourage, an older African American gentleman. He had like a.
Did he cook burgers for John Travolta?
No, it was not him. It was John Travolta. Actually, he was like carrying this like suitcase like at the back of the entourage, and he looks at me and he's an older guy, and he's like he smiles and he goes, yeah, it is, and I was like, oh, right on.
Who?
Body Count, Ice-T.
No.
It was Ice-T.
That would be psyched for that.
Yeah, it's funny. We see players. We see like. Athletes, we see them all the time there. They're
right
all the time, and coaches walking around. And it's just kind of like, oh, that's cool. You see so and so, so so. But like, the only other time like a celebrity was like, holy shit, it was when Ice Cube was there. But Ice T was there. It was like, holy shit, Ice T. And like Noah was like, wait, Ice T just walked by. I didn't even recognize him. I didn't even see him. Like I started looking for Coco. I'm like, oh, I see these things in person.
You ain't missing that ass.
Yeah, no, you were not missing.
If it was Ice T,
Coco
I'd go,
was not there.
I'd go up to Ice T. I've.
Yeah,
shaking, whatever. I've seen him before, and like, I mean, it was outside of a concert that he did. But I was like, right. "What the fuck are you doing out here?" I'm like, "Hey,"
and that's when I we were talking about it today. Cool. I was like, and somebody mentioned Body Count. I'm like, "That's right."
I'm a huge like, Body Count,
and
fan.
I was like, "Chris would have been like, oh,
I would have been like, BC." That's right. We need to have some Body Count as a intro.
Maybe for the start of season 3, we can do this.
We should do that.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Not bad. I don't believe either of them, but...
I have proof that Ice-T was in the house.
No, I don't disagree. Ice-T is far more probable than Trent Reznor.
I'll go get Jessica.
Ice-T was there. Ice-T will show up for, like, some fat bitches and some coke. That's all he needs.
Yeah, he was doing a lot of things there at the Toledo.
Coke.
He did another Arrival podcast.
Oh, really? Yeah. Arrival podcast, right. One with listeners?
The Mitch Scheisen podcast.
Scheisen.
He was doing that.
Scheisen.
And then he did another top 100 softball plays of the year. softball players of the year. I'm sorry.
Ginger Man's.
He's like giving all like his feedback like on all the players and everything. It's like, what? You don't know? How do you know?
Ice-T, come on.
I guess.
Like just like he knows, like just like Snoop Dogg knows, right?
Yeah, and listener Nick is like sitting around behind me. He's like, yeah, he's from that Law and Order Criminal Minds.
Shut CSI? Up. Don't say
it. I was like, that's exactly right. That's where he's from. So that was the sighting.
Nice.
I was very happy. I'm like, she's like, you're going to tell Chris? I'm like, no, I got to save it for the show.
Ice-T? Ice motherfucking tea? Sorry.
That's right.
Okay.
So what else should we do? You want to do Spanish
let's
word?
Let's do Spanish word.
Let's see if, should I get Leslie Jessica out here?
Sure.
Okay. You and Byron talk. Discuss like your favorite moments of the show.
Byron. I know some Spanish.
You know some Spanish? Hit me.
Yeah, I can say little donkey.
Say it.
Burrito. Burrito.
Burrito and taco?
I don't taco.
Quesadilla?
Chinchilla.
Are you a kid? How old is your oldest?
He is 5.
Okay, so he's in just entering kindergarten?
This spring he will be.
How do you feel about him? What language did you guys learn in school?
English.
In Utah? Did you learn a foreign language in Utah?
Utahn.
All right.
You say mountain, Layton.
Is that an actual... Is the lingo that different in Layton?
There's an accent slightly.
So, but you guys didn't like
take Texas or something.
You didn't take foreign languages.
Not. You could elect it in junior high and on middle school type grades.
How do you feel about your children gonna be learning Spanish in the old school?
If it's an elective, I would be fine with that. If it's required, I'd be like, can they speak French or German?
It is required.
Maybe Arabic.
Really? Arabic?
That'd be interesting, I think.
Arabic?
You paid lots of money if you know Arabic.
That's true. It is a commodity.
Arabic, Japanese, and there's some other one that they're really difficult languages to learn.
All right.
And so there's less people that speak them. French and German and Spanish.
What we learned while you were gone is that Byron is slightly racist.
So for episode 100, we're bringing back some segments.
Some segments we haven't done in a while.
We should do the H's O, by the way.
That one never, ever. I wouldn't even call that.
We should do H's O Gretzky.
H's O Gretzky? No one understood it.
Well.
It never really went off well.
Okay. So, if some of you might remember this intro song, that means it's Spanish Word of the Week.
Spanish Word of the Week.
Featuring such hits as De San Nuno.
Desanuño. Cacahuates. Molcajete. Or words
margarita.
That we...
Yo no sé. Abrazo.
Now don't say this, but did I spell that right?
Beso.
Don't say it. Can you read my writing? It's the first
Listo.
Question. God damn it.
Listo.
Listes. Listos?
Listos. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasó?
Okay. You read that? That's correct? Okay. Your Spanish word of the week. I'll spell it. ANARANJADO. Go.
Which one is it?
It's both of them.
ANARAGADO.
No. There's no G in there.
J. Sorry.
He screwed already.
I don't
yes.
know English either.
Yes!
English word of the week.
Spell it.
ANARANJADO.
Well, I want to hear. Let's let Byron go first.
No, let's not have Byron go. This is my.
Oh, sorry. Whoa,
you can't geez. Spoil it.
Holy shit! I'm sorry. Listen. Please don't fire me from the show, please. God, drama queen.
I'll mute Byron. Let me mute Byron so he doesn't hear me. So he doesn't hear me say it.
Okay. Oh, now the dog likes me, huh?
Okay, right. Hold on, Byron.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that means us. Oh, wait, that means... Shut up, go
right,
on.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeez.
it's a very common word, though.
Anarado? Anarado?
Keep going.
Yado. Anarayado. Anayarado. Yarado.
We need to bring this back a little.
Anar. Jeez. I don't know. An. R. An. Yado.
Yado. Where does Yado come from?
There's no J.
Yeah, there is.
There's no J.
No, but Jado. The H is correct. It's an H sound.
Hado. Yado? Hado?
Hado.
Ana? Ranhado. Anarahado. Ranahado.
Okay, I'll give you points if you know what the word means.
I'm usually okay at this. Sometimes. This one's tough. I don't. Anniversary?
No. Let me give you another word. A similar word.
Wait. Let's have Byron give it a shot. Okay, Byron, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, give it a shot, buddy.
Ana Ran Ado.
He nails it out of the gate, sucker.
You say it?
Ana Ran Ado? Ana Ran Ado? No, that's not what I was saying.
He had
Ana
it.
Ana Ran Ado.
Ana Ran Ado.
You gotta roll the R.
Did you look it up, Byron?
I just the spelling.
Ana Ran
Ado. All I learned from Spanish was that
Ana Ran Ado.
R is in the middle of the word. You gotta roll it. The J's are like Jose, and most of the A's are like ah.
So this means orange, the color.
I didn't learn colors though. I can count to 10.
Can you do this one?
I know the Razno.
Good one.
Peach.
I know you know peach. The N A R A N. Wait, I need to see it again. N A R A N J A.
Whoa, gotta slow down.
N A R A N J A.
Yes.
Nanraha?
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 Nanraha? They're both orange. Yeah. What's the difference?
Nar-ranha?
They are both orange. That's correct. One's a fruit and one is the color.
Nar-ranha?
See, yeah. They've got it the smart way.
Naranha.
So which one's which?
Let's have Jessica say it right.
I said Naranja. I said it right. I don't have the accent she does.
Yeah, I know. I want the proper accent.
Naranja.
Let's have the proper.
Okay.
But he didn't.
He wants to hear the accent. It's why he's marrying you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's getting
my fiance.
It's getting a little hot in here, so.
So.
Oh my god.
Naranja.
Well, but she.
Naranja.
So this is orange.
And this is orange. That's orange the color, that's orange the fruit.
That's crazy. Why would you do that?
That one is a tough word.
Red?
Yeah, that is awful.
I'm glad I thought of it.
That's Spanish. That's episode 100.
You know who came up with that word? Freddy.
That means he's listening. He knows what all the bad
things are saying. He knows Spanish word. Everyone knows. He's heard you say Desa Nunoz in person. And you're like, Desa Nunoz. And you're looking at me like, I'm like, no.
Desa Nunoz.
I almost did lunch. Just to make. What's lunch? Not the.
Siesta.
Nap.
Well, that's lunchy nap.
I had a siesta today. El almun.
Yep.
Muerzo.
Yep.
El almuerzo.
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 That's lunch.
Lunch?
That's lunch.
What was I saying for lunch? What's the other way?
Or if you're Spanglish, it's lonche, I've heard before.
No, it starts with a C. Cerrado?
Cena? That's dinner.
Huh?
Cena is dinner.
No, like comer.
Comer is eat, to eat.
Yo quiero comer.
Yeah, I want to eat. That's not I want to lunch.
Yeah.
Shit. I thought it was lunch.
So you can imagine the conversations with my mom.
La Siena?
What, say that again?
La Siena?
La Cena.
Cena.
Isn't it? It's C-E-N-A.
Whenever I speak good Spanish with it around her mom lights up and she's like...
I think she lights up because you're getting it wrong, but you think you're getting it right. You're like, yo quiero comer, and you really mean, I want lunch.
No, I asked her when we were having dinner for her birthday, I was like, yo quiero Cameroon? Cameroon? Cameroon.
She's like,
yo quiero means I want.
Shit.
Tiquetes.
I was like, I said Tiquetes, Cameroon.
Not okay. Tiquetes.
Yo soy Byron Zog.
Yo soy Byron Zog.
You guys are confusing me.
What? So you asked if she wanted one shrimp?
Right, and I said,
do you want one shrimp?
Wait. I said otro, and she said si.
Otro. Say, how do you say you'd like a drink? Would you like a drink?
Tequila cerveza.
Good enough. That's all that. That's all that.
That's all. Tequila. Tequila.
Un bebido.
Huh?
Bebido.
Bebido.
Bebida. 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 It's a masculine drink. Bebido.
L.
That was a nice stroll down memory lane. That was fantastic.
Thanks, Jessica. Te amo. That means I love you.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
You're good, dude.
I know. Good one. She made an appearance on episode 100. How great.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Were you guys, you guys have been dating since the beginning, right? I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, 2009, yes.
I think Byron's Spanish is better than yours.
Yeah, it totally is.
Spoken from someone who hates the language itself.
Whoa.
I mean, I can read between the lines, Byron. You were like those gosh damn Mexicans. I heard it. You said it.
The intro to this was supposed to come from a story about me going to the church fiesta.
Church? You went to church? Did you burn up?
I did. No, they didn't.
Whose church?
Her mom's church. We went to a church carnival fiesta thing.
Well, Mayfair.
In the parking lot.
Every Catholic church.
For St. Helen. Yeah.
Every Catholic church has a fair in May.
Oh. We thought it was just like for St. Helen's birthday.
Every single one of them.
St. Helena or whatever it is. Anyway. Yeah. There was lots of Spanish music.
You mean Elena?
Yeah. Anyway.
Speaking of, the neighbors are having, they came by, they're like, we're having a graduation party this weekend. And these are the Mexican neighbors. And like, it'll be from 6 to 8. I'm like, and we're going to have live music. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. 6 to 8, no big deal. And Ray goes, you know it's going to be mariachis. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, what did you think it was going to be?
It just didn't dawn on me. But they're having flautas, so I might swing on by.
But they had tortas. You should go get a torta.
Anyone can have a sandwich.
No, get a milanesa torta.
That's not Spanish. Milanesa?
Yeah, it is.
Milanesa.
Yeah.
Milanese. Milan.
Whatever.
Mayonnaise?
I would have mayonnaise on it.
You would have extra mayo. We all know that.
Extra.
Mayo lips. Mayo teeth. Mayo. I forgot about mayo teeth.
What an asshole. Did Wes ever reply back? No.
Okay, so church fiesta.
That was it.
That you went to a church fiesta?
Yeah, but it was all in Spanish. I was like the only white guy there.
Well, where was it?
It was in Southgate.
Southgate? Really? Southgate's not all Mexican, is it?
You're thinking of Downey.
I am thinking of Downey. Okay.
You're right. James Hetfield might be from Downey.
He is from Downey, yeah.
But yes, the church fiesta was...
I mean, it's okay. You know, they have the carnival stuff.
Yeah.
And they had like the shitty food and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did not have the food.
Really? You didn't have the corn with the mayo on it? Oh.
Oh, so, we have a corn guy?
We looked for it. They didn't have
it. That comes about every other week.
Do you get it, Byron?
Yeah, it's awesome.
With the mayo on it?
Yes.
It has mayo. It has...
And the pepper. They have
butter. And then they put like some type of red powder on it.
Yeah, the chili pepper.
That's fucking disgusting. Sorry.
It's had it?
Yes, and, I had one bite of it and I almost threw up.
And it's cheese.
It's weird. I'm not gonna...
And the Parmesan, cheese. But something else. The dry.
Oh, yeah, they'll put Parmesan.
No, queso fresco, isn't it?
Yeah, that. Or get it with Parmesan. The Parmesan's good, too.
That is disgusting. I would never in a million years touch that.
It's not my favorite. Mayo? But it is interesting. Jessica loves it.
It's good.
Oh, my God. That just grosses me out.
You ever go and get the fruit cups with...
Never do I ever eat off those little shit trucks.
The one next to your house.
On Villa?
On Lake at the gas station.
Lake and Villa.
At that taco. Gas station.
Never.
No, not the taco. The fruit guy.
No. No. No way. Who knows where that shit came from? It could be that
came from the earth.
It came from the earth? Came from someone's ass.
It's good. We had some.
I don't trust that shit.
And you get the chili powder and put it in there.
That's disgusting.
Fire it up.
No way. I get my fruit from where the Lord intended. Ralph's. Bonds.
Food for less.
Food for less. Whatever.
The Food for Less has a lot of good deals, if you're wondering. It's our store, grocery store review of the week.
Nice.
Have you been to that Food for Less?
Sure. Maria went today.
Let's try and do...
Oh my gosh. It's been a while.
Has been a while. We revived this a little bit.
Hmm?
We brought this back.
Every now and then.
Yeah. Let's listen to it. This is, we brought this in season two.
Yeah, it's still in season two. There you go. You hit that high note. That was you. No, that was you.
That's good. That's good stuff.
High quality production.
Way good quality production. We'll get this one up here. So this week's Dream Slayer, I was going to try and think of a good Dream Slayer. But instead, I found one, and as I'm thinking about the Dream Slayer... Sorry. As I was saying, I was like, man, I need a good Dream Slayer. And then co-worker Sean sent me this.
Okay.
Because I've told Sean about the Dream Slayer. Because I slayed one of his dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, man, you're just killing my dreams. And I was like, well, I...
And the Dream Slayer.
The Dream Slayer.
Naysayer Dream Slayer.
I did it yesterday at work with a coworker. A new coworker, I was explaining to him like why he shouldn't take the train to work. How it was stupid now. Because he lives in South Pass.
It's going to take just as long, if not longer.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I told him. And then I was like, you're still only half, you're still like blocks away from the office when you get here. It's like not even like walking distance. He's like, well, I'll take my bike. I'm like, well, you can't take your bike. So I'm like, that's just a pain in the ass. So don't do it.
On Sunday, I woke up at 4 o'clock just to get ready.
April Spielman's fingernails are still sparkling green from her weekend trip to Disney World. The 15-year-old wanted to make her boyfriend's first visit to the park special, so she spent months putting together these Peter Pan and Tinkerbell outfits.
My makeup took like 2 hours, and then my hair was like another hour, and then we had to spray my whole body in glitter and paint my nails.
The costumed couple said they had no problems getting into Disney's Hollywood Studios dressed like this, but later that day, when Spielman and her boyfriend tried to visit Disney's Animal Kingdom, they were stopped at the front gate because park officials felt she looked too much like Disney's official Tinkerbell theme park character.
You know, they just said you look too good, so you're gonna have to take off the costume.
According to Walt Disney World policy, which can be found on the company's website, anyone wearing adult costumes or clothing that can be representative of an actual Disney character may be denied entry. Disney does not want children or other park guests confusing their Tinkerbell with an imposter.
They were talking about how...
Now, as I'm watching this for the first time, I'm thinking, well, if I'm her father, first of all, I'm going to be like, you look stupid. Don't wear that. You shouldn't be wearing that to the park. And your boyfriend, I'm a little concerned about him as well, because I don't think it's...
Well, what guy voluntarily agrees to dress up like a homo?
Because she wanted to make it like, not that there's anything wrong with that, she wanted to make it like special for him on his first trip to Disney World. Who out there is like, you know what?
I'm going to dress up like a queer.
Or as Peter Pan.
A queer Peter Pan. Not even the straight kind that banged Wendy.
And why are they like wearing queer. Like, are they at a rave?
No, aren't they 3D glasses for a ride? I'm guessing.
Maybe it is, but they look like they're at a rave.
He looks like a queer.
Little girls, it ruins their dreams, but it ruined my dream because I just want to be Tinkerbell.
Disney employees gave them free clothes so they could stay, but Spielman, who began the day looking like this, says she spent the rest of her Disney trip feeling like this.
It just like broke my heart because I just really wanted to like be that, and I just didn't want to take off the costume.
Character made Disney park guests confusing their Tinkerbell with an imposter.
They were talking about how little girls, it ruins their dreams, but it ruined my dream because I just want to be Tinkerbell.
All of your dreams are slain.
Disney
Why wouldn't you just take the free clothes and then walk in the park and take them off?
Well, they would have been spotted. Disney's hardcore. Everybody's watching. They are, though.
God.
They are.
Byron's incensed because he hates homosexuals.
And apparently, so, you're not a fan either.
No, I don't mind homosexuals. It's just I know Byron doesn't like them.
What does this have to do with homosexuals?
I don't know, but I just can tell that you're upset.
Yeah. I was thinking, Corey, didn't you dress up as Goofy one time to... Never mind.
No.
That's a pretty good idea. No,
that's not a good idea. No, well, you're just clicking shit. You're letting the drops get out of hand again. God damn it.
100.
Wouldn't be a show if you fucked up the drops.
So, I was... Sorry. I was going to slay this girl's dream until Disney slayed the dream for me. So... Thank you, Disney. Dream Slayer! Dream Slayer! Such good times. Good times. So happy about that.
Okay.
Sorry. We're getting something else ready. We're getting another...
God, he's fucking just... doing this for fucking
like
88 shows. It's just between the audience and me right now, okay?
I know.
88 shows.
You blew it!
It's been fucking this shit up for 95 shows.
Heck yes, I did.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so we want to bring back, well, not bring back. We've announced
for this year.
Yeah, we've been putting this off all year, and we normally do voting, but this time it was so wonderful,
so one sided.
I think you'll understand. We don't need to vote.
No,
I think
there's no competition whatsoever.
There is a distant second.
Who?
A former contestant.
Okay,
but it's that time to announce. Miss Heck Yes, 2012, season 3.
She's probably looking forward to her Miss Heck Yes shirt.
We've sent her the shirt. Mm-hmm. We'll get that in the mail soon.
I hope the fucking mail service doesn't screw this one up again.
We will tweet at her. We will follow all of her progress on whatwouldtylerdurdendo.com. WWT.
Great coverage.
.com.
Or not coverage.
Or yesterday was fantastic.
Oh, man. Good time.
Way to start off the midweek. So, yes.
Good hump day.
We want to congratulate... she was featured in Sports Illustrated, I believe.
Yeah, you can see her birth canal.
She was featured on some other...
Everything Everywhere. Carl's Jr.'s commercials.
Carl's Jr. commercials.
Say it.
Slow motion YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Kate Upton.
Miss Welcome. Kate Upton.
You can be all the things you
want. Here's your theme music. Beautiful. She's sponsored by Soul Glow and Heck Yes.
1, 2, 3.
Just let your soul glow.
She makes your soul glow.
That's right. Just let it shine through. Just let it shine. Byron, don't look her up. Adam, I wouldn't suggest it either.
Oh, so silk and smooth. Just let it shine
through. Just let your soul. Congratulations. Congratulations for something. We celebrate your entire catalog.
So who are the distant seconds?
There was one.
Who?
Alison Brie.
Again?
Yeah.
She's
good.
I
saw her on a Conan or some.
Oh man, I saw that.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. I was like, Chris might be right because you were a big fan. You've been touting her.
Brown hair. It's my style.
Yeah, you were touting her praises for a while.
Yeah, she's good.
So congratulations. We want to thank Mila Kunis, our previous.
Gained a little weight. Have you seen her?
That was fine.
You think that's just a bad picture?
Yeah.
You saw the picture I'm talking about.
She weighed like 90. Now she weighs 92.
Some girls look better with a little meat on them bones. She looked fine the way she was, so no meat on them bones.
Listen.
You know who looks wrecked? I think I brought this up before. Cameron Diaz looks awful.
She's not even. She wouldn't even be in the running for Mr. Heck Yes.
No, I mean, obviously, but she used to look okay. Now she looks straight up torn. She just looks like someone...
Torn?
Torn. Toe up. I don't know where that word came from.
It came from iced tea, I think.
Yeah.
I like the way you're put together.
Me too.
That was free.
Byron, if you were to nominate a Miss Heck Yes, who would you nominate?
Can you give me a minute to think about it?
Sure. Get back to us.
We'll move on. So congratulations. let's move on to something that apparently Chris went and saw this. You wanted to save it for the show.
Snow White and the Hunter, or the Huntsman.
Huntsman. Chris.
Should have been something that starts with the C. But I won't say it.
Coolio.
So, the story
is featuring our favorite Kristen Stewart.
Oh god.
By favorite, I mean we hate.
I think everybody. So does. The story is, I would probably never go choose to see this movie, but I was up north with my wife's family, and her sister. They were gonna have like a girls' night.
They were like, we sat through your damn hockey game and your jumping around celebrations.
Yeah. Did you catch in that video my sister-in-law chastising me?
Yeah.
I'm like, shut the
freak
up.
Yes.
I'm excited. Just let me have a moment. Mm. And I was like, what? I played it off, but I'm like, later, I'm like, would you give it a rest, loony?
Yeah.
Anyway, it bugged me. So they were going to have a girls' night. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. But then my sister-in-law's husband, I guess he's technically my brother-in-law, he was going to go, and he didn't want to be the only guy to go, so I went to see Snow White. I don't have a whole lot to say.
Why was he going to go? It's a girls' night.
Because
he has the opt-out option. As soon as they declare girls' night, you're like, sweet.
So my sister-in-law really basically hadn't seen him. She just goes off and just does stuff. Like, she just got married, right? I think I talked about that. She just goes off and does stuff. Like, never invites him. And she'll invite me before she invites him. And she was like, well,
I see that lasting.
I made a joke about that. Everyone got mad at me.
It's because they're newlyweds.
So what? The joke was, you know, so she was running. You're like, what are you running away from? I said, her marriage. Ha, ha, ha.
Is it? Hey-o.
Is it
you
that?
Won that match.
Wait, what is that? That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, no, you won. That was good. That was good.
Everyone's like, watch it, Junior. You've only been married 8 or 10 months. I'm like, yeah, we've been together 9 years, dumb shits. I made that comment to my brother-in-law. I said, you know how long you and Nicole have been together? The same time Maria and I have been together, so.
Don't ever forget that.
Don't ever forget that.
That's right.
Anyway, so I end up going. I don't have a lot to say, except the word shit show comes to mind. Maria says I'm overly critical of it, which is impossible. I'm never really overly critical. It starts off okay. Kristen Stewart isn't as bad as you think.
I heard she was the worst part of the movie.
Like, no, she wasn't. I think Charlize Theron was.
No, I heard the opposite. No. I heard Charlize Theron carried the movie.
No, carried it straight to the dump. She's like, talk about overacting. Oh my god. Like the Wicked Witch, she's doing like these no
why really just channeling there, just going for it.
And there's this whole scene where she comes out of like this, I call it the buttercream bath, where she's takes a bath in milk.
Buttercream is delicious.
And I'm like, what is the point of that? It was just over the top. And there's so they have the seven dwarves and they're like
different
drunk and horny kind of and it was just like way too campy and way not funny, and the dialogue was awful. The end of the movie, she turns out to be like this Joan of Arc character. Like, this whole movie,
she's
like Snow White and delicate, and now she's got armor on and she's fighting.
So did you see Alice in Wonderland?
No, Tim Burton, because I knew he would fuck it up.
That's exactly what happened to Alice in Wonderland.
That's why I didn't see it, because I would hate that. Because that's not what it's supposed to be. The one scene that just killed me. Yeah, spoiler alert. So she's Snow White, and she channels. She's perfect, and she's attuned with nature, right? So all the birds, you know how in the Disney cartoon, the birds, you know, would land on her hand and sing to her and all that shit, right?
Right.
Well, it's
zippity-doo-dah.
They're trying to do the same thing, right? Mm. So the birds are, like, flying around her. They land. And the birds' chests start beating really fast. And then out of them comes a little fairy, a little dryad with no wings and no genitalia. Completely naked.
It was a Ken doll, right?
It was like a green Ken doll. And they pop out of these birds. And the birds kind of like evaporate into thin air. And they walk around like, hee, Snow White. And I'm like, this isn't, and I'm laughing in the middle of the theater. I'm laughing. Through most of the movie, I'm laughing.
How was the couch that night, Chris?
The couch. Everyone else agreed it was a bad movie. We had this long text message between all of us afterwards of how bad it was.
Bengals.
Why didn't y'all just talk about it afterwards?
Because it was 1:30 in the morning and we all went home. And I didn't start the conversation. I don't know.
That's weird.
So, I'm sorry. Because everyone said the Julia Roberts one sucked. This one was not good. Okay, Maria says I exaggerate, but it just don't go see it. I know you were planning on it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Byron, it totally sounds like your kind of movie.
No.
So, wait, have you thought of your Miss Heck Yes nomination?
No. I was looking, but then I got distracted.
Dynamite dropping, Byron. All right, that's my Snow White review.
All right.
I could give you an Avengers review, too, but
I haven't seen it yet. Guess what comes out in 2 hours?
2 hours.
Prometheus.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be...
That looks good.
It looks like it's not going to be good. When's the last? What's the last really good Ridley Scott movie?
Kingdom of Heaven? I don't know what else came after that. Oh, Robin Hood.
No, Robin Hood was not good.
I know. I'm saying that was the last movie, though.
I forgot he did Kingdom of Heaven. Damn it. Because I was going to say Gladiator, but no, Kingdom of Heaven was really good.
Yeah. I've got it sitting over there on the DVD right there.
Never mind.
So, to commemorate the special 100th episode, producer Adam had been collecting his favorite quotes.
Did he really?
Yeah. He had been collecting his favorite quotes from the past about 25 episodes, I guess. Maybe a little bit more. And so I tried to gather those quotes through the archives and record them all. I got halfway through and then had to stop and then tried to do... you know, pick up where I left off, and it kind of jacks up halfway through, and I was so frustrated. I was like, well, that's enough of that. And I'm like, it didn't even sound good anyway. I was mad. And so I never came back to it. But then, like, before we started the show, I played it for Chris, and you laughed. So
it's good.
Let's listen through this.
Past moments.
I don't have a drop for this. But, Jesus. Okay, here we go. Hopefully this works.
It is a billion dollar show.
But who watches it?
I do. I love that show. I've seen really? Like every episode.
No.
I have.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's like the last 9 years. I do. It's funny. It's really fucking funny. Mm-hmm. For reals. It's on that Monday Night CBS lineup. I watched the whole thing. Don't give me that look.
You really watch 2.5 Men?
I do. Thank
Seriously,
you.
Seriously, the only other shocking thing right now that could happen is if you were like, I'm gonna go take a piss, and you walk out with a raging boner and like, Corey, I'm here for you. That would be the only other shocking thing I could think of right now.
Hold on, I gotta take a piss.
No. Oh God. What's really bad is actually going to the bathroom. Okay.
Hey, buddy, how's it going? What do you think of this? Oh, excuse me. Hey!
Where did you get that carnival mask?
Oh, well, friend of mine. Not important. What do you think about these nuts?
That was from episode 75.
That's a good clip.
Yeah.
That was. I remember that. That was funny.
This next one, I think, is also from 75. I'm not quite sure. Hold on. Let's see if it comes up.
And three, it's just uncomfortable. So... sometimes your dad will bring up these things in a mixed group, yes. And I just, like, I clam up right away, and I feel uncomfortable right away. Because it's like, haha, we shouldn't be talking about this. We shouldn't be talking about religion or politics or homosexuality, because you never know when there's a homo around the corner, right?
Weird uncle.
I was me earlier, right? I was around the corner.
But, I would like it if you'd get dressed. That'd be nice. Yes, that was episode 75. Coming up, I believe we have episode 76.
You know what 19 is? And he goes, no, what? I said it's 1 year older than 18. Okay, what's your problem? So he has a good time, and apparently he never called her back.
This is about my brother.
What is wrong with you, dude? What is wrong with you? Something is wrong with you. So what if she's 19?
You can't hold it against her that she lives at home. I mean...
Exactly! She can't get mad. She can't, like, get mad at you, like, for being... You both live at home, so...
Her gay dad's probably a good cook. He can make them dinner. She can come over to your parents' house and have a nice Italian dinner. It'd just be a nice little thing.
Exactly. We're very tolerant of the homos. That's not sure we're not. Anyway.
Yeah, that was actually episode 80. Oh,
Jesus.
Do you have the laughing clip?
That's a good one.
I don't know. I know I have it on another computer. I don't know if I have it here.
That's going to do us a lot of good right now.
Yeah, I know.
Dick.
I know. I'll find it at Byron. Anyway,
continue.
Let's go through another one here because I'm not sure which this one is from.
Doesn't matter.
This is also from episode 80.
But on that list, coffee shop is not. Coffee shops are always loud and boisterous because there's people like, Chris, I got your macchiato. This, you're yelling shit out all
Even
the time.
Even the bistros or whatever they are, the barristers.
Baristas.
Baristas. They are yelling. It's a chatty place.
Someone mark that for drop, please.
People
Byron,
go,
please cut that up for me.
People want to go to the coffee shop and talk.
Yeah, the bistros, they want to go.
Yeah. That was episode 80. We've knocked them out of the park.
I haven't listened back to these for a while. Some of these, I like how Adam picks out the gems, so that's good stuff.
Let me see if I can find Byron's thing real quick.
You can keep playing the rest of the clips while you do that.
Be quiet.
Dead silence is pretty good. Byron, what did you think of the homo comments so far, thus far?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. So I got a homophobic question for you.
Sure.
All right. Someone's had a gender reassignment, either through surgery, or let's say not even gender reassignment. Let's just say they dress like a female.
Yeah.
So it's a male dressed like a female.
Mm-hmm.
Would you refer to them as a he or a she?
I think I've told this story before. That happened to me. I wear clothes all the time. No, I went to work at this one place, and I met the guy, and then the next week, he showed up as a girl. And we all referred to this person as it.
It.
It. Because the trans, it was not fooling anybody. It was very awkward, and he was taking estrogen supplements. But the voice had not kicked in, and it was like, "Hi, my name is Jessica." And like, I can't call you a she when you have a deeper voice than me, and your Adam's apple is gigantic. So that was very awkward for me. Plus, I found out that a friend of a friend, this guy that I knew that I never liked, but he hung out with a bunch of people that I used to hang out with, is now going through the stages of reassigning his genitalia to another type of genitalia. And I still refer to him as a he because also is an ugly looking woman. That's my take on that. Would you call it a she if the person dressed as a woman?
I would call them whatever their genetics
whatever their
are.
Request
yeah, are. Like your chromosomes.
Yeah.
You got the X and the Y, you're a dude. You got the two X's, you're a chick. But if you're an XXY, then I don't know.
It's a hermaphrodite.
Yeah, then you're kind of in the no man's land.
Let me see if I can... All right, let's play another one here.
Yeah.
Sure. It's just everywhere.
It's bad.
Like, wow.
It's bad. It's a bunch of late model Beamers.
This is episode 81. A
lot of gold chains.
A lot of gold chains. A lot of bad driving.
It's like Little Italy.
It's bad. No, their food sucks. Their food sucks. Their music sucks. I'm not saying Italian music is great, but this shit sucks.
Talking about Armenian.
Their pastries suck. Okay. I have yet to find anything about that culture that I like. He is a social butterfly.
Yes.
That's for sure.
So, you went on your cruise.
I could go on and on. I'll just say a couple things about the cruise. One, I really don't like minorities. I know I'm racist. Blah blah blah.
I don't think. Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
It doesn't mean it's wrong. I think it puts the emphasis on the wrong thing.
But I really doubt that my seed will produce.
That's another thing. Gretzky or
Chris need a master's degree. You don't make money. But if you follow Chris's career path and listen.
So this is where it screws up.
All
right. Nailed it.
Sucks.
All right. Well, we tried.
Yeah, then it goes bad. Sorry about that. So let me see if this works.
That was awesome.
All of your dreams are
shit. Sorry.
Jesus. We need to use that drop more often.
I don't know what that one is.
Byron, did you catch that one?
Yeah, that was
Byron. Yeah, I said that, didn't I?
That's awesome.
That was Chris.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was Chris.
Play it. Jesus.
I don't know why it's doing that. Sorry.
Yeah, that might have been me.
That's you.
But I think I was joking. I didn't think I did that on purpose. These are creepy as shit.
This is from the drunk show.
You were drunk.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been drunk for the show.
Byron, the one that you sent before, though, with the laugh, I don't know where that one is. Yeah.
That was a good one.
I know it's in here somewhere, too. Anyway, sorry, Byron. What else do we have, buddy?
I don't know. What's on the list?
Yeah, just regular show stuff. We can save that for
episode. No, that's not important.
Episode 101. Oh, do you want to do this one?
Yeah, let's just talk about it.
This is a new segment we've been doing. Byron, you can chime in on this.
Yeah, and this is definitely applicable to Byron's likes and dislikes.
Sadly, we don't have an intro for this yet. should we start the outro?
Sure.
Wait. We haven't done. We need to do one other thing before we do.
Okay. Well-oiled machine, folks.
Well-oiled.
Yes, 100 episodes, you would never know.
Yeah. No.
Speaking of well-oiled machines,
Byron, if you ever feel the need for some oil for your machine.
Or a machine, yeah.
We mentioned it earlier in the show. Keyword, heck yes, adamandeve.com.
It's paying off big for us. It should pay off big.
Sales are rolling in. We would like to appreciate everybody that's going there and buying all of your loving needs.
One-time offer from us.
Father's Day is coming up.
If you use promo code HECKYES, we will like you on Facebook.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. One-time offer.
One time.
Only time.
You have to like us first, though.
Yeah. Well, they knew that, though.
Search for HECKYES Podcast on Facebook.
Or Porno Promo.
Twitter, HECKYES Podcast. Yeah.
If you need butt
big
plugs.
Big block dong.
Yeah.
Butt plug.
Sorry, Byron.
Loving Books. Tantra.
Tantra. Or a 3-DVD volume of Brie Olsen's...
Anal cavity.
Jesus.
Exploring the crevasse.
Adam, I'm pretty sure Adam and Byron just zip through. They hear that music. They're like, yep. Yep. That's so creepy. that's my new like text tone when I get a new text. Anyway, adamandeve.com, promo code heck yes
for love. Do it for love. All the married ladies out there listening to the show, it's Father's Day is coming up. Get it for your man, your husband.
Get groovy. Get freaky deaky.
That's right. Good stuff. But so while we're on that topic, let's go to the new intro for the new segment.
Who would you rather?
If you had to. Chris posed this question.
I think before I did like Catherine Mannheim and Rosie O'Donnell or something.
Yeah, and I went with Mannheim.
Mannheim Steamroller.
But now we have one. And you want to ask this of me.
If you had to.
Right.
If you had to save your firstborn child, and to do so, you had to have sex with either LaToya Jackson or gay Green Lantern.
LaToya Jackson.
Are you serious?
So wait, he has you would the go with gay Green Lantern?
Wait, I'm just saying let's examine the options.
Okay.
He has the ring. And he fists a lantern for power. That's got to count for something.
Byron, thoughts?
LaToya.
Byron
chimed in?
Are you even examining the options here? He's Green Lantern.
What?
Okay, let me turn this around. Let's assume in an alternate world, it's LaToya Jackson versus Tony Stark. Tony Stark sounds like a right, Chris. That Tony Stark sounds like a porn name.
I know.
That was the best laugh in the world. Mark that. Tony Stark. Does that change your mind?
No.
What is wrong with you people?
Well, it's
he's Tony. Iron Man. I mean, that probably counts for other parts of his body out. Too. Well,
that might bust. He might bust that out during intercourse.
Oh my god!
Making me eat like a dog.
What? It's not Glenn Frey.
Oh, no, that's not.
God dang. So you would choose LaToya Jackson is revolting.
She's a female, though.
Yeah.
According to who? She's had a lot of surgery. I'm pretty sure she's
I'll
had a penis.
Take my chances.
Will you take your chances?
Yes. Plus, you get to say you've been with a Jackson.
You could have been with hundreds MJ if you were young enough, that, right? The Jesus juice. God. Do you remember we were all working together?
Who would you rather?
Who? MJ?
Or gay Green Lantern?
Gay Green Lantern. Are you kidding me? Who would you? That should have been my real question. Who would you? Byron? MJ? Or
neither.
Byron.
I think I'd go
Byron,
Gay Green Lantern.
Byron, your firstborn child is at stake here. Gay Green Lantern.
Which you should choose.
Or MJ. Come on, B. Come on.
Byron's already been touched by Michael Jackson. We have a picture of this.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny. We were working together. He was acquitted that day. We went to that burger joint up the way.
Right.
And then the lady let the doves out. Anyway,
the,
baby B.
Villa?
What?
It was a villa something?
Yeah. So, Michael Jackson, after the plastic surgery. Michael Jackson, Gay Green Lantern. Which one?
Neither.
Byron, the Joker is going to blow up the boat.
My child would die.
Your child?
Oh, that's terrible.
Okay. Death is not an end.
Does it help if I say...
Byron,
that's funny.
Out the big guns.
That's funny. Death is not... Oh, man. Does it help if I say this is... There was many Green Lanterns, right, over the years.
That's why they gave one up, yes.
Right. Would it help if I said it was one of the straight Green Lanterns?
What relevance is that?
Well, he's not gay. You're doing it to save a child.
This
is
true.
I mean,
it's forced.
No.
Byron's not going to listen to the show anymore.
Dude, this is pretty
flick.
This is pretty fun. I like, what relevance is it? It doesn't have any relevance. It's just fun. Wait, Corey, what's your answer?
For which one?
Gay Green Lantern or MJ?
I'd go Gay Green Lantern.
Okay, now a different MJ. Chicago Bulls MJ, Gray Green Lantern, or 23? 23. 23? Okay. Hell yeah, playa. Hell yeah.
Could he impregnate me?
What? If you want. Okay, let's do, okay, one more.
Well, because I, you know.
LaToya Jackson.
Quite the athlete.
Okay, Byron, you can weigh in on this. LaToya Jackson or, God, I'm going to get it wrong. Lisa Leslie.
Let me look this up.
I like that. I like how we can hear his keyboard.
Who's Lisa Leslie?
Who's Lisa Leslie? The lesbian from the Sparks? Look it up.
I know who you're talking about. LaToya.
How tall is she?
6'4".
She's way taller than that.
Lisa Leslie.
All right. Byron's got... Well, I guess it's all Jungle Fever technically, isn't it?
LaToya?
Yeah. I'm going to let the child die on that one. That's some disgusting shit right there.
No way.
I would totally take Green Lantern above those. No, I'm just kidding.
She's not unattractive.
Lisa Leslie?
She's not. She's not ugly. She's not
attractive. That's a
toss-up.
But she's black. No, I'm kidding. It's a joke. Geez. Please don't mark that. It's a joke. There's a joke, okay?
It's a joke.
Racial.
Joke.
Racial. There you go. I like this. I love this segment.
It's the best.
It's the best segment.
I enjoy
Sometimes
it.
Would you do this for $10 million? Like one of the times. This is horrible.
Economy? Yeah.
This is horrible, but yes. I don't judge me for this. I've said, would you do sexual things to the Pope for $5 million?
No.
No.
A female Pope?
No.
Is it the Pope thing that throws you off, or just the fact that it's not your wife?
He can't interact with Catholics. On that level.
Only electronically through Skype.
No, on the other level.
Chat roulette.
It's on chat roulette. Yeah, hell yeah. Anyway, I like that sketch. That little.
I like your idea for a chat roulette. We can't discuss that. But
we're going to do it, though.
Yeah.
That's going to be great. Mm-hmm. It can be either Adam or Byron.
What?
Don't worry about it. Trust me, no harm will come of you.
Just go with it.
It would just be a great visual for the people on the other end, though. Coming to a show near you.
Wow.
Wow, we've done a lot of show today.
We have done a lot of show.
I want to thank Corey for rolling the outro. By the way, if you don't know, these were the intro and outro of, well, obviously it was the intro
for
the first episode, but it's the outro as well.
It was the outro of episode one, yes, with me and Jared. Yes.
I want to thank,
you want to thank me?
I want to thank, I don't want to thank you. Kings and Champions,
right,
for coming on. Joel, the other guy, and Tim. Gary, that's his name.
Yeah.
I'm rich. I don't have time to remember names. Byron, thank you for coming. Okay.
Yes.
We want to thank producer Adam.
Huh? No problem. He said thanks for having me on.
We want to thank producer Adam for producing.
Did you want to thank me for?
I want to thank you for
livening this shit up.
Yeah. If it wasn't for you, the show would have died long ago. Because I would have probably gotten bored or just gotten frustrated trying to find guests.
That was pretty difficult.
Yes, it was. I love the intention of the show.
But now it has direction.
It had direction before. It just didn't have guests. I want to thank Oliver for finally chilling the fuck out. I want to thank Barney for all of his tail taps.
And his farts over the years.
Oh, man. We should mark those. Listener Wes.
Listener Wes, Darren. Number two and number three.
New listener Beth.
New listener Beth.
Maria for letting you come over. I want to thank Jessica for letting me, take time out of the week to do these shows.
Listener Freddie for coming on and not saying the point of a story. Listener Ryan for talking too fast. Listener Casey for actually listening.
yes. Neighbor Nate.
Yeah, Neighbor Nate.
A few times. Who else? I think that's the entire listener base.
Mitch.
Yeah, he's been on. He doesn't listen to me.
All right. Thanks. We'll see you at episode 200.
Probably not. Yeah. That's
That'd be tough.
Can you imagine that? That would mean, at this rate, 3 more years.
3 more years.
It feels like 5.
I'll be in my summer house by then, so.
Yeah. We'll Skype to each other. The show's just not magical. Want to thank the failed attempt of doing the Heck Yes music show.
what happened to that?
It just didn't work.
Okay.
There wasn't the energy there.
It's tough on Skype.
Yeah, it's very tough on Skype. Our worst shows have been over Skype.
I want to thank missing episode number 28.
I want to thank missing episode number 90.
That should be missing. That's a fantastic episode.
Keeping me employed.
No.
Hey, we'll always have items from episode 90. Mainly.
Oh my god. I have on record that people think it's our best show.
Oh yeah, yeah. Everybody loved that one.
Too many more episode 90s.
Yes.
Maybe I should get drunk for one of these episodes. You know, a lot of people try to get me drunk because they think I'm really funny when I'm drunk. I do like ridiculous things.
Hmm.
I know you don't believe it. A lot of people try to get me drunk.
I've seen you drunk and you didn't do anything.
That's true. That was different, though. That's not how I normally am.
Yeah, you were tired and drunk.
Yeah, 6 in the morning.
We were just getting started.
Hell yeah, bitch. All right.
With LaToya Jackson.
Catherine Mannheim.
All right, Byron.
Cameron Mannheim. Kristit. Shit.
See ya.
I'm starting to feel like it warm. Yes, I did.
You won that match.
You blew it!
I like the way you're put together.
No!
No!
Do you want me to use the Spanish accent?